Plant City on the table before. The very back page, last pages of this regular Tikkun Meir Siddur, are the Yotze v'Shabbos Agol. Now, the last printed page starts on top, Chasal Siddur Pesach. Everyone knows that from the Seder, Chasal Siddur Pesach. That's just the end of a long poem, which was written by Rabbi Yosef Tov Ellen, one of the great Balei HaTosfos. And the period is called Elokei Aruchos. That's how it begins. It goes in the Aleph Beis, and then it goes and has his name, Yosef. Now, the last printed page starts on top, Chasal Siddur Pesach. Everyone knows that from the Seder, Chasal Siddur Pesach. That's just the end of a long poem, which was written by Rabbi Yosef Tov Ellen, one of the great Balei HaTosfos. And the period is called Elokei Aruchos. That's how it begins. It goes in the Aleph Beis, and then it goes and has his name, Yosef. Let's see. I think so. Maybe not Yosef. Yosef Hakatan. Yosef Hakatan. Bar Shmuel. Chazak. That's how the Aleph Beis goes. I think it's of Yosef Tuvela. He wrote a poem which they used to say in Shul Shabbos, which we actually still say. And it was such a great poem that one of the Balei HaTosfos wrote a whole parish, which I believe is printed in Eretz Yisroel, I think even, I'm not sure. He has a parish on his parish, it goes to layers. I believe it's considered Shmuley for life, if I'm not mistaken. Omar, Shamati, Al Reb Rav Avraham, that's Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Avraham, assumed by the Balei HaTosfos. Shei Rogi Lahashos Prusa Achas Melesarfa, Atchilas Shoa Zayin, Kidei Lekayim Bir Chometz Mizmano, Kidepirish Rav Enetam. The Pirish Shalom Shas Biro B'Tchilas Sheva, we'll see that in the Sugan Afid Beis and Mid Beis. Says the Rav Shmuley Polaiza, Upliyi, no wonder, the Mipnei Bracha, we'll get to that later what that means, the Bir, She'ein Elam Adirabonan, Hayasomech Al HaShot, Lama B'Tzopik Tashbisu B'Tchilas Sheva. He's worried about, how can you do such a thing? How do you have the guts to wait for so long? But what do you see from this? Except for the Shav Yitzel Bar Avram, everybody else burns its chametz. What everybody else? The Gemara tells us to burn it earlier. No? No, I'm serious. When are you supposed to burn the chametz? B'sar from Etchila Sheish. So what's going on here? The rabbis eliminated a mitzvah de Oraisa? Is that correct? If Simin Chas Chinuch, the rabbis completely eliminated the mitzvah d'oraisa. You know what the answer is? Yes. I mean, with the rare exception of the case where the guy finds comments later by mistake and they're facing them, I'm facing them. He says yes. I said, you can't do that. It's against the rules. Oh no. They eliminated the mitzvah of lulav and shofar only in those funny years when Rosh Hashanah Sukkot come out on Shabbos. Otherwise not. It's a matter of anything close to the Taz. The Taz asks the Kasha, are you allowed to play a trombone or blow a horn on Shabbos? Yes or no? Blow a horn on Shabbos? It's also to play musical instruments on Shabbos. Is it allowed to do it on Pesach? No. Shavuos? No. Sukkot? No. Rosh Hashanah? No. Is it allowed to blow shofar Rosh Hashanah? Why did it say the Chazal Zera not to play the blow instruments of this to extend the shofar and the Taz? Because the rabbis can't do that. They are not in the tradition to uproot a mitzvah of the Torah completely. He lets the chat in the Gemara that way. The Gemara is a funny lesson of the Sefer Sanhedrin. It is, how's it go again? Bezdin, Makin, Vionshin, I'm missing a phrase, but then the second phrase is, V'lo laver al divrei Torah. So the Shalom Yidin Torah, V'lo laver al divrei Torah. So the Taz, what's this? The Gemara said that Bezdin shouldn't make a gzeirah that they should over the Torah. What's Bezdin? Is the Romans? They're making a shas hashmat? He says, no, what it means is that even though usually Bezdin has the right to make a din b'sheva al tas and not to do a mitzvah, not to do lulav on Shabbos, shofar on Shabbos, but they are not able to take something which is beferish in the Torah and cut it out completely. Frektim and chaskinuv, here they cut it out completely. It says in the Torah that shbis sarim b'teichim, and the rabbi said, no. That's a powerful question. He answered the Min Chatzkinuf, yeah? Who, what? No, yeah, that's Pyro Min Hatam. But the Tosso, the Maise and the Kiyama both have the Chatzos. So the truth of the matter is, you really could say what we said before. They didn't cut out completely. This is 1% of the case you can have. When? Well, by mistake, you found, you missed the Chometz and the Bedikah, and this, and you found an error of Pesach. That's a little bit freakish. That's not a chadchil. That's only medieval. Yeah, sort of. Answers the minchas chinuch as follows. Do it there. Yeah. Oh. Answers the minchas chinuch as follows. You already gave it there. Another there? What's it there? Put it away. Put it away. The Yaakov gave the Teretz. The Teretz is as follows. The Mechassinah says, if it says in the Holy Torah that Yom Teruah Yilachem, there's a mitzvah we call the mitzvah Chiyuvis. There's an absolute obligation to hear Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. No ands, ifs, or buts. You must. The Chazal does not have the power to say, no, you must not. They cannot do once in a while, not on Shabbos, they can make a gather b'sheva al-tas. But to obliterate a mitzvah chiyuvis, with the chiyuv to do it, and the Chazal, they don't do it, can't be done. However, says the Minchas Chinuch, even according to Tosfos, that holds that Tashbisu is a kiyum mitzvah, we call it bekum va'aseh, that you actually fulfill the mitzvah with action, as opposed to Rashi. How do you fulfill the mitzvah according to Shittas Rashi and the Ramban? You fulfill the mitzvah with what? With what? No, what else? Well, I'm looking for a different word. With what? With what? With what? Inaction. What do you mean by inaction? That at the moment at 12 o'clock, as the clock strikes 12, ding, you have already arranged by some method, any method you please, if you never bought chametz and pledged paper, you're on a non-wheat diet, some of you are allergic to wheat, or you ate finishing off of your chametz, or you burned it, or you whatever, you bevatled it, or whatever you did. But the kiyum mitzvah is v'shevi al taseh et chatos. You could be asleep. You're part to sleep in our Pesach et chatos. Good for you.
This
year. That's right. This year you can do it. Shabbos. Right? Yeah, okay. You can finish the Suda 2 hours before Chatzos and you go for your regular Shabbos nap. The Imam is just sleeping. And in your sleep, you fulfill the Shbisu according to Jesus Rashi. Yeah? In your sleep. Wait a minute. Slow. Listen. But even according to Shita Tosfos, listen carefully, Rabbi Osai, says the Minchas Chinuch, although it's a mitzvah b'kum va'aseh, and we don't have time to go into all now, it's big nafkamina, he gives radical four nafkamina, even the most funny one. The most funny one is Asara Zehuvim. The Gemara says, if I'm about to do a mitzvah, and you grab it away from me, you have to pay me 10 gold coins, because you took away my mitzvah. So if you took away my, I had a roll, I was taking my roll to burn the roll to fulfill Tashbisa. And you took the roll and you threw it into the fire. Must you pay me 10 gold coins or not? Said the Mechassin, according to Rashi, no. According to Rashi, my mitzvah is fulfilled by sleeping, not by throwing it into the fire. That's just prehistory. But the real mitzvah is Adchatzot. According to Tosis, you have to pay me 10 coins for throwing my last roll into the fire. 1 second. Nevertheless, it's a mechassin, even according to Shitas HaTosfos, that it's a mitzvah which is fulfilled with kumva asay, says the mechassin, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvitz. You have no obligation to go out and buy a roll to throw it into the fire. It's a bit of a kiyumis. If it's a good idea to go out and buy a roll and throw it into the fire. But if you didn't do it, you're not considered being mevatel achiyu. If you don't put on tefillin, you're mevatel achiyu. If you don't put on tzitzis, you don't put on the garment at all, you're mevatel achiyu. You with me? If a person doesn't shake a lulav, he's mevatel achiyu. If a person, how should I say it now? It's tough to say. Didn't eat in sukkah. See, that's a problem because it's probably supposed to be a whole day in sukkah. But let's say he just didn't eat it all. Didn't eat bread. Didn't eat bread. But bread is you gotta have pay with the sukkah. Okay. So let's limit ourselves to the eating aspect. He just didn't eat bread. He had food still for 3-4 days. Didn't eat bread at all. So he didn't have a key of a mitzvah because he was eating outside the sukkah. But no, he wasn't a vatal a chiyuv. Said the Mechaskenuch, this cloud, Shataz taught us that the rabbis don't have the power to completely obliterate a mitzvah. Even in the group of Sheva Tasa, that's only true by a mitzvah chiyuvis, a mitzvah which you're obligated to do. But Tashbisu Sa'omi Batechem, even according to Tosa, it's a mitzvah of Kumvar Sei, you can charge 10 zuhubim, someone threw it into the fire, it's only a mitzvah chiyuvis. And a mitzvah chiyuvis, which the Rambam calls a mitzvah rishus, it's a good idea to do it, but you don't really have to do it. The Chazal do have the power to tell you, listen guys, it's a nice idea, but it's too chancy, it's too risky. It's too risky. We can't let you do it. We can't let you do it. We're afraid we'll let you do it. You run afoul of the Chatzos, you'll end up being robbed by Rabbi Amatzeh. Who knows what you're going to do? We decide, better safe than sorry. No more Jews in the world are permitted to fulfill the mitzvah kiyumis of Tashbisu Sa'or Mibateichem. That's what the Chassidim says to Kippur. Wow. Wow. So nobody does Tashbisu Kwan Tosu. Nobody. Nobody. That's quite a shocking thing. Yes, sir. Yes.
So, based on Chassid from Darwin Shavuos, you cannot take a shvua to not be able to do a mitzvah. Mm. However, you can do a nether not to be able to take a to do a mitzvah.
That's correct.
Say why? If you receive a shvua and a nether, shvua is you're saying I'm not going to do the mitzvah.
No.
However, a nether is you take away the capability of doing the mitzvah. I make that which makes the mitzvah possible.
Right. Not there.
Possible.
I can't imagine. Not all matzah in the world does it to me.
Right. Why can't we do the same thing here? Say the Chacham can't say you can't do a mitzvah, but they can say you have to get rid of all your chametz, making you incapable of doing the mitzvah because there's no chametz left.
A low blow. Because I mean, that's on Shabbos also. They'll just say that all
they can't
yes, all musical instruments are out there on Shabbos beyond. Mameli, can't blow show. Same exact thing.
They have to make the actual object usher to you.
No!
That's the only way that doesn't work. Make the actual object usher to you, Bahana.
So they'll make all shofars
usher to you,
Bahana. No, it's the chur. Kids said, I don't think it's a good thing. Rav Bolsai, we'll stop here. We'll have a minute in a minute. We have done a lot of important things today. They put a lot of time into these fundamentals of Bittul. Everyone catch, they want to know get this by looking at you. You understand what I'm talking about? More or less. I mean... Yes, correctly. So if you miss a shem, you'll do more than a ma'am of kaimitz. The chazorah. Right? The answer is, as we mentioned already yesterday, the same answer we had to Tosfos Kasha. The ma'isa bittul is done in the first part of the 14th day of Nisan. However, the kiyum bittul, you want to, if I may use a different expression for our purposes now, the chalos bittul. The bittul takes is really completed. And the mitzvah's bitl is fulfilled at Chatzos. But it's a difference. I want to make Sierra, I didn't phrase it. I wasn't careful in my phraseology. Before we talk about Rashi, I was talking about the Ramban, which makes sort of a distinction. According to Rashi, Tashbisu is fulfilled by bitl. And as I mentioned to you yesterday, although you Talita argued with me, but I don't mind an argument. I thought the simple reading of Rashi was that even after Bittul, the Chametz is still mine. Still mine. I never got rid of it. What did I do with it? I zapped it. Wow. I neutralized it. Boom. And therefore, there's no violation of my Rabbi Matzah anymore. Maybe even considered Shelcha. Shalchot, to the extent that all Yisrael are not Shalchot, whatever level of Shalchot is for all Yisrael, no, I might exist here too. And nevertheless, there's no Bayrah Bayamatsu because I did Tashbisu with the magic procedure called Bittul Chametz. So the question which Tosafot raises, let's take a look again at Dalet Amud Beis, is a kash against Rashi. V'yo, the Tashbisu, Aminu, the Kamon, V'ach Chilek, Shumisheisho, Solomailo, V'ach Arisul, Amahani Bittul. So we said there's no common set. Bittul is only before Sheish, and Tashbisu is only after Sheish. So what did we answer yesterday? The Ramban basic answer. What did he answer? Use a briskly like terminology. What did the Rabbi really say? The Maisa of Bittul takes place when? Before Sheish. But the Kiyam of Bittul, the Mitzvah of Tashbisu, not Bittul, excuse me, the Maisa Mitzvah of Tashbisu, which is Bittul Chametz, one of the various, you can burn it also. Bittul is a Maisa Mitzvah of Tashbisu. When I use the word Maisa, I want to emphasize again, I don't mean in the colloquialism of an action. Bittul is belayed. I mean it from the conceptual perspective, halachic, driska terms, the maisim, something is happening. So what's happening, this quote action of Bittul takes place, of course, before noon on the 14th day of Nisan. However, the quote to Rashi, the kiyum ha-mitzvah of Tashbisu, takes effect passively by my doing nothing at 12. The Minchasinah, they can't extract 10 zehuvim from somebody who burned my last roll, my last bagel, because it's not that you have to do, it just happens passively. The action is done before, that's sort of what we call prehistory. But the Kiyum HaMitzvah takes place at noon, no matter what you're doing. You could be even asleep. Right? We gave a mashal this year. Usually you can't sleep in Erev Pesach. But this year, because it's Shabbos, maybe you'll be asleep at Chatzos, for all I know. Right? People like to sleep on Shabbos. Yeah, all right. So the mitzvah is fulfilled anyway. Right? The mitzvah is fulfilled at that time while you're in dreamland. That's how we phrase it according to Shita's Rashi, and the Ramban's defense of Rashi. Now we move to the Ramban's own opinion, which is somewhat different than Rashi. The Ramban says, yes, the net result is Hefker, but not the result is Hefker, but the Maisa, the quote action, the process, we'll call it, that you undertake in order to achieve that final goal of Hefker, it's not the normal process you undertake if you want to be marked with a pencil. It's different completely. That's why it's called Bittul. And how does it work? The world famous principle. Das Torah. Do you see the Ramban's lashon Das Torah? We should underline it. Everyone have a Ramban? To underline the word Das Torah. No one should we don't learn this about Das Torah in this yeshiva. Alright? Well, let's find it. It's Das Torah. Yeah, I see it. I would say it's about two-thirds of the way down the first column. Let me tell you where I want to start reading from. To this point, this Ramban is very important. Elakach aniyomer. That's about halfway down the first column. That's even a little dot there, a little break. You see? A little dot? It's a little more than halfway down. You know where it's parallel to? On the column which doesn't exist. Which we don't really have. It says the word midoraisa. You see it? Space. Right of space. Right after the space. That's where it begins, which we don't have. Make it just right across the aisle from there. Elakach ani omer. Shabitl mol otzio mishpitoras chometz ulash rachshivo ka'ofer shenero lachila vehete zeh midibir Rabbi Shmuel. Not like Rashi, just Tashbisu. Beit Rabbi Shmuel. What did Rabbi Shmuel say? We saw that verse. The Amash Neid Varam and Rishus Shalodam. Vasan Akotzev Kilem Rishus Loma. The Kev and Shlok Peter Torah Ela Shlo Yecham and Shlo Rishus. So the Suri Hano Einon Mamon Velo Karin and Veilacha. Hey, Bedinu Shlo Yavar Lo Veklum. That's what he says. Rabban is the Beferish. It's a contradiction in terms. It should never be by Yerora. Impossible to ever have by Yerora. Ramban. There's some more copies. If you're missing one, here's a take one from here. So there's no possibility at first glance of value. It's a contradiction in terms. Hello, Shatora asa also kiilu b'shusa lavel of a base lavin. Why here he had the Rabban mipnei shadato olo v'urotze b'kiyumo. Because therefore he violates it, even though it sounds like a contradiction, he violates it anyway. Lefichah therefore. This guy who did Bittul, Sheskimo dato le das Torah. Right? He agreed with the das Torah, what the Torah wants. Viyotza levatlo. Shelo yeblo din mamin. Elashiyehe, as I read it, if I read it properly, mutza merishusa legami. What does mutza mean? Mutza is in the shoresh motzi, but it's the, what would you call it? Hofal, ifal, I don't know, whatever it means. It's, I think it's Hofal, I think it's officially called. Remember, all the answers are here, he's the world expert in these matters. I think it's called Hofal, because motzi is hifil, so mutza. I think we had it in Slichas, mutza mikesed. About Avraham Avinu, who was taken out of her costume. No, remember that expression? It's somewhere from the sleep. Ring somewhere from. Oh, yeah. It was the alarm clock, it's ringing in my head somewhere. It's such an expression. No? Remember such a thing? Yes, when the mayor walks, he'll ask him where, this, if I'm right, and where it says that. Well, no, both probably. Okay. So, what does it say? I lost the place here, but I got so excited about the word. She mutsa merishusa the gami, shuv eina over olof. Lo karina beish lecha kevin shu asur ve'eino rotsu v'kiyuma. That's the essence of the teretz of the Ramban. I'll ask, wait a minute, he's doing bittul at 10 o'clock in the morning. Rabbi Shmuel took it out of his shush. When Rabbosai, when 12 o'clock. So how does this bittul function at 10 when it's not going to be taken out of his shush till 12? That's a good kash against the Ramban. The Ramban says that this shouldn't work. It does not fulfill all the rigorous conditions that the procedure known as Hefker demands. It doesn't work for a variety of reasons. Elamai, it's a new din, a new process called what? Bittul. How does the process of Bittul work? Well, you know, we have Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel told us that Rishayshah Salamala, it's Ein Rishuso, it really should be over at all, as he said before, Mamish. What did he say again, Elashim? B'dinu shlo yavol of b'klum. Mama, what I told you. Should never be over. Just the Torah sticks it to you for the purpose of Bayerub. So the easy come, easy go. The Torah puts it on you for Bayerub, Bayerub, but takes it out if you hold from Das Torah. Right? Good. Question. Das Torah takes effect at high noon. Right? That's what the Torah wants it out. But your bittul is 10 o'clock in the morning. How does it work? It's too early. There's no Das Torah yet. What's the answer of Osai? I think it's the same answer as before the Firashi. The Maisa Bittul is done, which somehow is effective at 10 o'clock in the morning, even though the real underpinnings of this Maisa Bittul and its effectiveness will only kick in, if you will, at 12 o'clock. That's a big chiddush. This kind of thing should work. Not so plush this should work. This reminds of what we spoke about a long time ago. We learned, what do you remember this year? Ksubis? Kosa Kinyano. If you do a Maisa Kinyan now and it's not Chalta later on, that doesn't go, it doesn't work. If it's just words, it has to be something tangible, like a star. Yeah, it's a good kasha. Afo PK, the teretz is the teretz anyway. Namely, that really it's Hefker anyway. So you don't have to really change the status of Kinyan. Because really it's not yours anyway. All you're chanting is a Torah asana kosa kila b'shusa. That's really an issa veheta term. It's not a monetary term. That's all part of the Ramban. You're dealing issa veheta. When you're dealing an issa veheta, not a dini mamonis. Sure, the result is mamonis. It's called hefka legamre. But not hefka. It's really always hefka. It's hefka with respect to the halachos of Bayrob Bayamatze. There's no asana kila b'shusa. So for that, we can rely on the subsequent then if Rabbi Shmuel, which takes effect at noon, even though the process of bittul is entered into at 10 o'clock in the morning. Because we really did it in the realm of Issa v'Hetter, not in pure Dalat and Seth. Yes? No, not all tonight. The bittul right now. Oh, doesn't really work right now, that's what I'm trying to say. It's right now, it's probably not perfectly effective. On the other hand, right now you don't need it. Right now it doesn't work, right now you don't need it. When do you need it? When do you need bittul? High noon. Oh, at that very moment that you need it, at that very same moment that you need it, that's the very same moment that Rabbi Shmuel's statement kicks in. That's Ein B'Shus Shalom. That works out just, Bachatos. Not Kachatos. Bachatos. So the Shmuel is Mitzamtzim. So Bachatos, yo, that's exactly the very moment when the bittul is needed. At the very same moment the bittul works. But that's Rabbi Shmuel's statement comes in of Rabbi Sheish also and now. Yes, sir. What if you're sleeping?
It doesn't matter. The problem is this. It's the second column.
Yeah.
Then Sogar Rabba, where you attack it at a Jewish evening extreme, it says, if I didn't even think about
it. Oh, well, we'll get to that a little later. Right. That's so Rashi. That's trying to Rashi.
But he's just going to argue that himself. That applies to your own view.
Don't believe so. First of all, we'll see Lady Augers and Rashi. But anyway, that's all I'm shot in the Ramban. Rabosai. So we have stuff. Let's review again. Three sheetas. Everyone have it straight? You have to get the basics. There's Rashi, there's Tosis, which is also known as Rabbeinu Yaakov, Rabbeinu Tam, and there is the opinion of the Ramban. Oh. Good. Let's put that aside for a moment. The Ran, in fact, the Ramban. He disagrees on one particular detail. That they do disagree about. I guess let's do that first. You're right. I want to get into the other lumdas, but let's go. Always look at the details out of the way. Remember those details we had about the new. How should I say it? Does it fit into the regular categories of Hefker? So the Ramban asks a bunch of kashas. That's a little higher up. Okay. Let's talk of the old Kashali. Yes, we did the Ran's column, but it was another answer to the Ramban. The old Kashali, the very top of the first column. Shabitl of a Pashu, which we gemara, Pulomach Lokas. They were derived from Vidal Biyama Sagale. Vila Behefki, who have been a Doran Prek, Amen Amud, that is the Ran's Kasha. The Rabbi Yossi, Hefka, Kamatana. Mamatana, Ad the Asi Lucius Bekaba, Lonafka, Mishus Nose. Ad Ap Hefka. Ad the Asi Lucius Zochal, Lonafka, Mishus Mafka. Ula Achsvara. Hifkir chemtzo calls man shalo zocha bo eni Yehudi over. So you would in fact be over. Some kind of other thing which is missing. Then he talks about hefkir b'fnei shlosh, which is Tosis Kasha. Right? Then he had hefkir mevatla b'libo. It's the third reason. Those are all the Ran's Kashas. Then is the fourth, which the Ran did not have. Yod Kashali. She tiru bittul b'shabbos. Kedetanya bevatlo belibo echad Shabbos echad Yom Tov. It's a Gemara later on. Balo hif, balo hefker nirish osel la odom la hafker nechosav b'Shabbos. Kedesh shaninu. Ein makdishin ve'ein v'chule. Gzer mishem mekachu memkar. So I'll tell you the truth. I thought it's no cash. For simple reasons, no cash. We just came out of Sukkos. The Poskim say that if you have a, based on the Gemara, if you have a lulav, which you have to give to somebody else in the first day so you should fulfill the lulav, what do you recall? The kach then what? Lachem by Amarishin. Has to be his, and now it's mine. What do you do? You give the lulav to the matan. The Gemara says that the Pharisee took it's okay, by implication. But you can't give your lulav to a kid before you did it in the first day sukkahs, because he can't give it back to you. And the first sukkahs is always going to be yontif. See, you can't give it to your kid, but you can give it to an adult who's over bar mitzvah, right? So the question then becomes, what happened to the mekachu memka? So the mefarshim say, this v'tzorech mitzvah, it's all right. This v'tzorech mitzvah of what? L'kachnon lechem b'yom harishon. So I would say, here's v'tzorech mitzvah of tashbisu sarim v'teich. The whole kasha doesn't get me so excited. But the Ramban considered it to be a legitimate question, and those who respond don't give my response for whatever reason. I don't know. They don't give my response.
Yeah, but by you do, by doing that on Sukkot, though, you're going to find right away. I mean, you're giving it to him.
Nah, who said that right away? Till he picks it up.
Mitzvah, though, but here, I mean, it's not.
I'll say punk faket no. Here you're coming right away. There you're not. You fell into a trap backwards. Here the minute I'm afkred, I'm coming over mekayim tashbisu. There, I give it to him at least until he gets there, to get the sitter and says the broch until he is.
That's
not
fakir. Get rid of all your comments the day before. You can't do it any other day.
Mitzvah is on the first day. Get back to me, Monisha. All right, maybe you're right. Maybe only mitzvah which can't be divorced otherwise. Maybe you're right. Okay, anyway, right then. I will be able to leave. About the believer, have to be paying who He tat, why belay? Oh. Then he says as follows. Hold on a second. One minute. So those who hold Hefker, what will they do with these kashas? It's a good kasha the Rabbanan is asking. Good kasha the Rabbanan asks. So there's always, you know, every question has an answer. I met you there's a sefer called Mogen Ovo to the Meiri. Everyone see this? Everyone get a hold of it yet? You got a hold of it? You saw it?
I saw it in the...
He quotes it, right. But do you ever get the hands on the sefer itself? It exists. So I want you to just take a look at it. It's a beautiful sefer. I don't have it. I think maybe they are pretty, but I don't know. I'm sure the library, somewhere must exist. He answers all the kashas basically in one fell swoop. He says, this is Avada Tefka. But this Hefka is different than all of the Hefkas. Actually, it's really the Meiri, you know, when I wrote my Maamar Komos, I left out a few things by mistake, as always. This Meiri, if you want to look it up, actually it's not left out. It's the Meiri, which is not the Maamar Komos, the government base. It says there's Shalu, you know, see that it's on the Maamar Komos? I don't see the Meiri yet? Saw it?
Yeah.
It's in that Meiri, but it's a little bit viper. It's not in the same, it depends on what kind of paragraph breakup you have. Could be the next paragraph after that. So I wrote it, when you see the Meiri, if you haven't seen it yet, go until where it says Veshem Atoma. That's what I wrote down tonight, just to change it a little bit. The Meiri there says that Rabosai, that the Hefker here is different. You know why it's different? Because it's not, how should I put it? All other Hefkers, if I'm marking my pencil, with full expectation that someone's going to pick it up and be Konet. When I'm mafka my Chomet, that expectation does not exist. It's true, a Goy can pick it up. True. A Goy is not Chayav HaMitzvahs, right? He can pick it up. But since if you make a mafka something and then you live in a Jewish neighborhood, so it's not really officially Hefka, but it's not the kind of a Hefka that someone's going to go pick up. It's a Chomet of Pesach. As a result, says the Niri, it answers all the kashas. He's mafker it, it's hefker, but not the same kind of a hefker which someone's going to pick up, because no Jew can pick it up. I mean, it's true, you're right, you can pick it up for an hour. I mean, if I do bittel 10 minutes before the Sofas Man, I can pick it up for 10 minutes.
What you say, bittel,
whatever, okay, could be, you're right, but then it's too late for sure. Anyway, it's a different kind of a hefker than all other hefker. Even if you hold it's hefker, even if the meister hefker was a regular hefker, not like the Ramban said, it's a different kind of a meister called bittel. It's a regular meister of hefker with all the details are satisfied. But some details will not have to be satisfied for the simple reason that this hefker is not going to be picked up by somebody else. Oh. All right, well, okay, that's an issue. This is what we'll see in a little while. The Meiri says so. Also, there's a Maram Chalava. Those who have a chance to look it up. The Maram Chalava is a Vavam and Beis. All right. Dibra Maschel Va'amai until Vahog Hodigar Sinon. And it's Dibra Maschel Uli'ida starting from Ella Tama, etc. That's the Maram Chalava thing you do have. We have a copy even on the desk, I think, somewhere. As opposed to the Michtam. I'm told no one has a Michtam. I'm sorry. Sefer Michtam is a separate with a Rishon. It's earlier, very earlier than the Maram Chalava. Don't have anyone.
It's on the list.
It is on the list. Baruch Hashem, it's on the list. That means someone took it. Wasn't me. I have in my Gemara Shlema, he calls the Sefer Michtam all the time. I'm told about Zavim and Beis. Zavim and Beis. This is Zavim Alf. It's irrelevant because no one found it anyway, but if you find it, I want to look it up in my little Gemara Shlema. Dolphin is at Vavim and Beis. Vavim and Beis. Okay? Just read it for the record. Anyway, here's the Maram Chalava. Anyway, so they seem to say, these two Rishonim, the Meiri and the Maram Chalava, that this Hefker is different than other Hefkers. Not the way that the Ramban said it, with the Rabbi Shmuel, with the whole business. No. It's a regular Hefker, except there's no makabel, because it's also like cold. No one can use it. And for this reason, he answers all the kashas. In other words, this one you sold will take care of everything. Whoops. I already see that the Dibra Masas are different in this version than in my version. What I just gave you, the Maram Chalava, so you'll have to... it's one long big paragraph. I have broken so many paragraphs. Anyway, here. Let me read you the... He thinks our better Tom is right? 1 second. Let me give you 1 second. Rabbi the time is right. I, the cash is against him. 1 second. Yeah. Okay. Ramai. One minute. Something's wrong here with the gears.
I want
to know. No, it's okay. The Maram Chalava says as follows. The reason why it's called Bittul, that's one of the kashas. Why is it called Bittul? It should be called Hefker. As the reason why it's called Bittul is because no one can pick it up. That's what he says. No one can pick it up. That's why it has a different name. That's why it has a different name. Right. He goes further than that. That's why even Rabbi Yossi, listen carefully. What did Rabbi Yossi say? That a hefker doesn't work until the other guy picks it up. That's all other hefker. Except for what? Bittul of chametz. Right? Here it is. I found what I was looking for. Amai de makshu. I finally found it. Amai nosev label lashon bittul of lashon hefker. Vistaber. The lo shayach lo shno hefker. Ele bedava sheyesh acher zocha makabel. Avol chametz osru lekol. He's not goyim, but okay, but all Jews. Ele shekolecha mevadla merishuso. That's why it's called Bittul. Umitam is there for that same reason. God came. Eino tzorach sheyavol l'rishus zocha fil Rabbi Yossi. Came and she'ain kan zocha. There's nobody there. So he goes to the interesting knesh. He says, why is Rabbi Yossi required that it gets to your... That I mark my pencil. So Rabbi Yossi says, I put it down. Here it is. It's on the desk. I'm after it. Garnished. Dole picks it up. Then it becomes hefker. But until then, not. Why? Says the Maram Chalava, there's a reason for it. Oh, he says like this. He says, "I feel Rabbi Yossi came and checked and zoked. Vein time of vein time as chia el gresh lo yachzavo. The reason why he's built Dova is to pick it up first because I shouldn't back up. Humble in his surah, anan tadi de ain chozavo. Shim chozer ain kan bitl. We're assuming that he's not gonna back out. That's what the Maram Chalava says. So the reason why Rabbi Yossi requires that I get into those hands before it's called Hefker, because I may back out. Here I can't back out. So it's considered Hefker immediately. That's how he answered the second kasha. Repeat. There were two kashas that were here so far. One, why is it called Bittul? Two, what about Rabbi Yossi? It's the same answer to both. That this Bittul is a different kind. The process is the same. But the result is somewhat different because no one can pick it up. That's how they're called. That's why it's called Bittul, and that's why Rabbi Yossi will concede in this case at the moment of a vatal, it's right away out of my possession, and there's no need for someone to pick it up because no one, because I can't back out. That's how the Maram Chalav in that first paragraph I asked you to look at answered these two questions. Then he goes by to the next paragraph. Well, the Ida Kusha. Let me underline for those who I think so long it's fine. All right, those who want to get it. Well, the Ida Kusha, the boy. Oh, take that back. Sorry, Elatama. Whoops. I underlined too soon. 1 second. 1 minute. Ela Tama, here. Ignore this this morning. Ela Tama, Hocho, listen carefully. The whole let's face Zocha Kedamara. The reason why it's mutter on Shabbos is because no one picks it up. Mekach u'memke means I transfer to you. Since no one's going to pick it up, how can you ask for it on Shabbos? That's what you wanted to say. So you're right. There's no Easter on Shabbos if no one's going to pick it up. Yes, it's because it's going. I don't know. It's a good question. I raised the question myself. I don't know. Whatever. Behind unami tava desagi believe. Vishari afila v'Shabbos. And you don't need shlosha. All this for the same reason. Ain't kan zocha, let's look there's mekach u'memke. So it's regular hefker, but since nobody can pick it up, so therefore there's no need for three people, there's no need for bepeh, there's no Easter on Shabbos, the whole story, the whole story. That's what he says. This is what the Maram Chalava. So the Maram Chalava is saying in effect, Rabbi Natam is right that it's hefker, but he concedes in order to answer all those kashas against Rabbi Natam, which the Ramban is, that it's a little bit different, not in terms of the process. The process is the same. I'm mafker. Except since the result is somewhat different. In what sense is it different? Nobody else can pick it up. That's why it's called bittel. That's why it's called bittelave. That's why you only shlosher. That's why it's good on Shabbos. And whatever the kashas are all answered, I think the same, in the same vein. This is the opinion of the Maram Chalava Davav, which I should have been in the Maram Chalava, but all right, whatever. Yes, I'm listening.
I'm not worried about the lot happened on Shabbos. I'm not worried about Shem, but a person who's about to hear another day.
That's a good question. Why make a gzeira? If you allow bittel on Shabbos, next thing you know, the mafka is pentel on Shabbos. And then someone's going to pick it up, they're making a mafka. Could be a gzeira, gzeira. Could be. Call a different name, okay. Shini Hashem. Okay.
How's Rabbi Ben Ramban and Ramban? I don't know that Ramban is more. Like Tosa Shita, and Ramban is more almost like Rashi
Shita. I told you, if you're looking around, the Ramban doesn't spell things out. Ramban is such a big makatzer over here. You can't tell what he's really saying. The Ramban is a source for the Ramban, undoubtedly. It's obvious to compare the two.
The only thing the Ramban says like the Ramban is only the fact that when you're being mafia only that should be even by your by Mutzah.
And he calls her Bishmol, that is the Adam Shuslov. I saw him kill the Bishus.
Yeah, meanwhile, he's arguing by holding, like Rashi, that Bittul means anything. I mean, Hashbisa means anything. Could be either a lame.
That comes from the Ramban also.
Right, but Duran.
Duran says the same thing, I think. No. But he didn't say against it, I don't believe. I don't know. I'm not sure. This is what the, one second, this is what the Maram Chalava says. He has a very interesting thing, unbelievable thing he says. This is almost a side point. He is like this. It's an unbelievable, it's an incredible statement that says Maram Chalava. Hey, if you do Bittul, and Bittul makes it into offer, why can't you have Hanoah from the Chometz on Pesach? It's not called Chometz, it's called offer. He takes alchemy literally. Why, if you do Bittul on Chometz, why can't you have Hanoah from it on Pesach? It's used as an ad absurdum argument to knock out Rashi. Because Rashi learns that it's alchemy, that it now converts from bread into dust. So he says, ad absurdum, if it's dust, why can't you have a nor from it on Pesach? Eating now, that he conceives, that's what you're making. you're mevatel. You use offer, you're mevatel in it. Just now it's a part of the floor, not to be taken away. So therefore, that's going to,
and the lashon of Zer
also. But we'll come to that later. We'll come to that. That's the lashon of the Meiri. It's not going to take it away. It's not considered mine. It's not considered anybody's. It's like Hefker. And you know what he says? An unbelievable word. He answers the Ramban's conscience against, like this. Hefker on Shabbos, says the Meiri, is mutter. Whoever said it's out in the first place. The Ramban made an assumption in his kasha. And Hefker is also b'Shabbos. you're mevatel. You use often, you're mevatel it. It's just now it's a part of the floor, not to be taken away. So therefore, that's going to,
as he was.
But we'll come to that later. We'll come to that. That's the lashon of the Meiri. It's not going to take it away. It's not considered mine. It's not considered anybody's. It's like Hefker. And you know what he says? An unbelievable word. He hits the Brahman's consciousness against, like this. Hefker on Shabbos, says the Meiri, is mutter. Whoever said it's out in the first place? The Ramban made an assumption in his kasha. And Hefka was also b'shabbos. Who said he's right? You're wrong. He's not, he's not right. Hefka's mutter b'shabbos. All Hefka's mutter b'shabbos, says the Niri. Ah, you'll ask a question, says the Niri. Rabbi Yossi? So he answered, I think we told you yesterday. So who says Rabbi Yossi also b'tel? You said, someone asked me a question yesterday. Someone asked me, you mentioned she yesterday. Why asked Rabbi Yossi? You don't pass the Rabbi Yossi. Who said that yesterday? Somebody. You did? So you're right, it's Machanah to the Meiri. The Meiri said, let's talk about an orphan bittle at all. That's it. Gamarna. Finished. But I'm a chiyot to Rabbi Yossi. It's not even Rabbi Yossi. If you look at the Gemara Dor, it's one version of Rabbi Yossi. We don't pass like Rabbi Yossi. I don't know if you didn't pass like that version within Rabbi Yossi for whatever reason. You have to talk about a psak. Who's arguing, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlokosh, whatever's over there. Yeah. Then he goes further and he says, I prepare, it's not prepared to believe, says the Niri, the Mogan of us, you know, that is an amazing word, it's not an interesting word. Why do you need a mice of Kenyan? Or even a deeper of Kenyan? The only reason you need a Kenyan is in order to make sure you really mean it. But if we know that the guy really means it, even his brain waves is enough to achieve the desired result of Hefker. And now we know he's sure he must really mean it. Because if he doesn't mean it, what happens to him? By a Bayamatse, which is the Tulavim. I mean, no one wants to be over at Tulavim. We're talking about a frum society, right? So no one wants to be over at Tulavim. So we know even his brain waves is enough to achieve the desired end of Hefker. That's what the Meiri says.
He doesn't go with that mouth.
He doesn't go with that mouth. This is what the Meiri says in the Mogad Avos. We'll come to the Meiri a little bit later in the Avos. We'll get to it and we'll go down the line. Rabosai, let's now get back. So we took care of some of the technical things which you raised earlier today. Let me go back now to the very beginning. So we've taken care of Rabosai, everybody's kashing against everybody else. The Iki is sort of learning Rabosai, it's the learning we've shown him. I know how everybody takes care of everybody else's kashing. What does Rashi do with Tosfos Kasha? What does Tosfos do with Rashi's Kasha? What does the Ramban do with it? That's what learning means. What are they fighting about? How do they want to take care of everybody else's arguments? It's a debate, right? So we understood, we already discussed yesterday how Rashi will take care of Tosfos through Kasha. And the Kasha's against Tosfos. The Ramban has to hold 8 or 9 of them. So we just took, basically we answered how the Meiri and the Maram Chalava take care of those kashas. So Rashi is fine and Tosfos is fine. And the Ramban is also pretty good. We all know good big kashas against him either. So everybody stands. You can't say any shita is a shita d'chuya chas v'chalil. So I keep saying there are three fundamental shitas. Are there little spin-offs? 3A, 3B, 2A, 2B. Yeah, the three major shitas about Bittul is. Just keep that in mind. Okay? Good. Very good. Now let's go back. That we've already, this is the yisod. We've now finished the foundation for the sugya. I want to fill in a few floors here in terms of other nekudas which tie in directly to the sugya of Bal Yeroah and Tashbisu and Bittul as we will proceed. Yes?
So we're not arguing Tosfos regarding the definition of Hefker, or it's just the Ram just saying that Echanam Hefker works for Gildas.
So see, Yaakov keeps bringing me back where I don't want to go. He's great, but I have to listen. I'll meet him. Shulk Inyan. So let's go back to the Ramban then. I wanted to go away from the Ramban, but you forced me back into it. What can I do? Of course. Right. The Meiri says Chas Shulk.
Right, okay, now. Today, for example, you have things that are offered to people take. Like you're selling this, you put it into the food, and you eat it. It's not a
shopper. Question, not for now. Okay. Let's go back to the Ramban. Let's take a look over here. Shah, shah, shah. It says the Ramban, the first, ever got to the Ramban, column 1? column 1, paragraph 2. The mice are reading the whole Rambam word for it, just chopping it up in different ways. That's the expression which is used by the Rishon. So the Ramban is another kash against Rav Etam. What do you mean? If you say, I do this, this pencil should be bottle. That makes it hefker. This pencil should be bottle. Says the Ramban, who said that works? Who said that's hefker? I didn't say, I don't know, any other day. The guy says, call the chas, you betail him? This pencil should be dust. Who said that makes it into Efka? Not sure how it works. The Efshar, Zel, Divir, Rishlokish, Oma, the Homash, the Settles, Krisis, the Kalamatana, Shamal, the Akash, the Bosh, the Samatana, the Betele, who learned Dav Yomi? He's come up with Dav Yomi just in Gittin, in the beginning of Hashalech, that's the Sugya. Betele, he bought the Toast, they called the Sugya Krisis. She called Amar, the Bazochaba. So maybe you could say, talk about the one opinion, if you say it's bottle, it should talk about like heaven. It's not so clear. He says, when we call the Gabbah Hashuv, Gabbah Shiskir, Gabbah is a lama. Hello, Afra Shal Adam, Dalit. I think it's the Dalit should be Eno Efker. Who was the original Ramban? Is it in the room? No, it's gone. Let me look at my, yes. He, unfortunately, this is Amlin Sagos, fell by the wayside over here, in the Xerox. Here it is. Dalit? Eino Hefker! Ah, you don't have it by you. Eino Hefker. Just right off the, dismissed it. Okay? Eino Hefker. Right, so this is, what do you mean? Why should it be considered Hefker if you say it's like, my dirt I mentioned to you yesterday, Kata. My dirt is not Hefker. Then, he wants to know, is Hefker itself good or not good? Maybe Hefker won't work when it comes to Chavah. That's what you got me involved with, Yaakov, again. So he says about that as follows. Very, towards the very end. He says, one second. No. Some of the Ramban says that Hefker really does work. He doesn't know Hefker works. He's misupik. He's misupik. All the issues suffic with Hefker. Is Hefker work or doesn't work? And somewhere in the world he found a source somewhere. Oh, right. It's right afterwards. With the line says Vigam. See, it's a little bit further down. Vigam is Efshar Shu Mutal Visha Matasi Birushalmi. Loyero lecha, v'atero b'platya. What does it mean? Shef keiro kodeh lebiuro. So if your mafker does work. So here, the Ramban at first glance, wasn't even sure Hefker works b'chlal. Then he concludes it does work based on the Yerushalmi. B'kol makom.
What's
a plaza. It means in the street, in the place. B'kol makom. Sugya shia bitl Hefker. Eino miskala b'chol sugya salalu shalanu. V'lo b'gemara v'shalma salazu. In other words, yes, Hefker does work, but Hefker and Bittel are two different concepts. You can do Bittel and you can do Hefker, but if you do Hefker, you have to fit into every last pitchifka, every last prat to prat, the Hilchas Hefker, which means three people and the pen and this and that and all the stories. It will work. The Ramban is at the end, although not without some hesitation at the beginning. It would work, but not good bittle. That don't identify it and have good bittle. They're two different concepts. So that's what Ramban said. Okay, Yaakov, so I answered your question too. Right? Hello?
Well, have an answer. How's that feeling wrong?
What's wrong? We're wrong. We don't do Ramban now.
That's there, but the question is,
Let's assume that the Ra'an and the Ra'an are basically on the same team. Okay? Alright? They're on the same team. They have this light nuances of difference. They are, right? You're right. But we're going to assume it's the same thing, basically, for all purposes. Yes? Would that require? Oh, yeah, that's what he said. Okay, I believe it. The Ra'an says that, but okay. Okay, a different. Those are going to find small differences here and there, but the thought is the same. Grab both sides. Oh. We had a question before. Let's go back to the very, very beginning. This is now going to get to another, a new approach on a more fundamental level. You see, we had a kasha. What was the kasha of Tosfos over here? Well, there's a kasha. A kasha. But kasha l'ri. Pose the kasha. That Rashi said, Tashbisu means bitl. The Gemara says, Beferish enough, hey, that Tashbisu means what? Rabbi Akiva, what did Rabbi Akiva say? The burden. So what did Ramban answer, Rabbi Akiva? What does it mean? Nu, what does it mean? Both. Either burn it or be mevatel it. Comes along the cycle. Achilles Yaakov on the mountain, probably, I think, somewhere.
On the
mountain, I see. I have a sheet. Anyway, it's on the mountain, probably, somewhere. Yeah, no, okay. I don't have a sheet in front of me. Put it down. Oh, here it is. Simon Aleph. Simon Aleph. He said like this. He says, Tarsis Akasha. Rabbi Kiva says that Tashbisu is Havara. Hakad Rashi said that Tashbisu is what? Is Bittel. Says the stipend like this, quote, I'll read it to you. If you didn't see it yet, it's sorry. It's very readable, Mr. Kilis Yaakov. Ulach Ora. Ein HaKushim of Venice. What's Vilda Toysus in Russia? Not the Ramban's fancy answer. It's the whole Kasha doesn't even begin. Why is it no Kasha? As follows. The Vade Rabbi Akiva, the Sovak Rabbi Yehuda, the Ein Bir Chomet al Asrefa, V'yola Flami Nosar. The source is very important, you saw. So how did Rabbi Yehuda know if the burn chametz? What does it say to burn chametz? He derived it from nosar. What does nosar mean? By nosar mi menu at boker, but eish tisrofu. That's not by peasants. That's not. It's by korban peasant. It's not by chametz. So later in the second parak, Rabbi Yehuda derives chametz from nosar. Therefore, it says al karcha tashbisu ame batora. Eino ela sreifa velo bittel. Aval rabbana dash pasasu bechol dabar. Efsha de hua dinami de bittel bechlal hashpasa. So the stipler comes up with a wild and radical idea that the very definition of tashbisu is depend upon the machlokas hatanoim. That according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva who follows him, Tashbisu in fact means only Sreifa. And there will be no Bittel. Bittel won't work. That's an iconoclastic idea. Well, we're moving up in the world. That Bittel won't work. We already saw the Meiri said according to Rabbi Yossi Shita, which is we don't Paschal like, and maybe Yossi never even said it. He was willing to concede that Bittel won't work. We're moving up into the more respectable opinions. For example, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, which is so respectable, as a matter of fact, give a quick look just to show how respectable it is. Quick, turn to Chav Zayin Beveis for a second, just mamash for a second, and look at Tosfos Ein Bia Chometz Ala B'Sreifa. That's Rabbi Yehuda is found. Just show you for 1 second. Ein Bia Chometz Ala B'Sreifa. Ever see the place? Nira. The Halach Rav Yehuda, the Sasam Lantana Kavasei, the Perek Vasma, the Tamura. Believe it or not, Tosfos actually passed like Rav Yehuda. I, the rule is what? Yochid v'rabi, no, no, no. But there are exceptions to that rule. What's Tamura? Take a look at the same daf, of Zayin on the base, about a third or a halfway down the page. This is in the left-hand margin. Tamura l'amadala, you see? Right? So over there, the Tanya, call on Israfim Afram Mutter, which means anything which must be burned, everything which must be burned,
once it's burned,
then you may use the ashes. If it's nikbar, if it's supposed to be buried, and you burn it, then the ashes are prohibited. That's the Mishnah in Masechta Tumura. And in that Mishnah, guess what's listed among the Nisrafim? Chometz is in the long list. Chometz is there. That's a Stam Mishnah, like Rabbi Yehuda. You are respectable. Are you kidding? Tos actually passed this way. That's the reason why in most Jewish homes, the minig is, to this day, we try to make a fire either in the house or in the shul on Erev Pesach and actually burn some amount of chametz. Why? Why? It's Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda? The Torah says, Tos is passing Rabbi Yehuda. So that we're way out of the fringe sheet. This went out into an actual mainstream and maybe even an halachically accepted sheet. Rabbi Yehuda. And the stifler gets up and says, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no such thing as bittul. Can you imagine that? No such thing as bittul. It's a wild and woolly idea. But if it's true, that solves a lot of world problems. It'll solve plus Askasha. Both Askasha is Rashi. How does say that Tashbisu means bittul, and the Gemara is not paying that Tashbisu means Trefer? Simple. Rashi is the halacha like Rabbana, and the Gemara is not paying it's like Rabbi Yehuda. The Kiyo is like Rabbi Yehuda. So that's a stifler. If this is such an easy, beautiful, wonderful, gavala guitarist, why didn't Tosus think of it? What's the answer? Tosus thinks it's off the wall. Off the wall. Rabbi Yehuda denies bittul? What are you kidding? Bittul is accepted by everybody. That's how the Ramban phrase. What do you mean? Everyone else has bittul. See, Rabbi Yehuda denies bittul. That's Tosus. Are you crazy? That's what he says. The Torah of the Tosus Sarvi, the Lom is Stavir, Shirab Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva, Cholkan, and Mavur, Bashas, and Pshitus, the Midorais, and the Bittel Sagi. Everyone else in there. That's why Tosus asks Akasha against Rashi. But Rashi held out the way. Enochinami say, Rabbi Yehuda, Lomahani, Bittel. And not only that, and it's a radical idea. Rabbi Kiyos like Rabbi Yehuda, he holds Ein B'yachomis al b'sreifah. But still, Rabbi Yehuda has malach. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The favorite, the Gemara of Haman Bay, Shmamin the class. It's on the map of Komos from before Yontif. Shmamina Ein B'yachomis al b'sreifah. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yehuda. She's Rabbi Osai. But this radical idea, you know, sometimes radical ideas are so good they answer other kashas too. Not just this kasha which tells us against Rashi. It's also against a kasha asked by one of the greatest Gaonim, the Pnei Yoshua is a kasha on that base. He doesn't understand. Elders ain't affect the kasha. How can it be that Rabbi Yehuda say you have to actually burn the chametz? In fact, Elders Zeta, I don't understand. Yes, beer chametz works. Excuse me, bittul chametz works. So if I take chametz and I flush down the toilet. You know, I didn't say the four words. Kol chamira butl aviyat kavadak. Come on, you have to say it. I'm pulverizing it, and I'm throwing it to the Dead Sea, and that's bittul, man. Hudson, I don't know, Hudson, pollute a little bit more. So that is bittul. So how can I do this? You must burn the chametz. You can't compact it and pulverize it and throw it into the ocean. What do you mean? Let it work with Thomas Bittel, Frank Delta Zeta. Let it work with Thomas
Bittel.
Didn't you have to say that Bittel is Tashbisu? How can you be required to burn if Tashbisu is fulfilled with Bittel? He said like this. He's going with the Ranz Mahala. With the Ranz Mahala. He says, Ap shebitlo mikol makom hari ukeshar isuri hano shegam ken ena b'shusa da bitl ena rak gilui das delo nichle ena madu ukmei rachmana chometz b'shusa
Yosef v'shari suri hano, v'lo yotzim b'chlal shari suri hano, u'v'shari suri hano, I keep using that phrase, matzinu gamken shemitzrosim b'sreifa, kagon, klaya kerem, and orla, all other things listed in the Mishnah in Tamura. So too, Rabbi Yehuda derives chametz from Nosar, that's mitzrosim b'sreifa. He said, he did bittul. You will not be in violation of Tashbisu, because after all, you did bittul. Bittul takes care of Tashbisu. But nevertheless, you're still required to burn it. You're still required to burn it. Because it's derived from Nosar.
So burning helps you
burning. According to Yehuda, you can only fulfill... No, I take it back. According to Yehuda, Tashbisa can be fulfilled in one of two ways. Either burning or bittul. Against the stifler, right? Yehuda agrees that you can fulfill Tashbisa with bittul. But after you finish the bittul, what do you have to do? Burn it. I said, burn it? What? It's not mine. It's no different than Arlo. Arlo, don't get rid of Arlo. It's in your basement, piling up. But when you want to get rid of it, you're required to burn it.
That's the first time I'm saying that you need, you know, just by doing bittul, you know, you're not the kind of mitzvah of Tashbisu, just that you're not violating it also.
Let's get his words straight. Maybe you're right. Well, maybe he said it according to Jesus, a rat. According to Rashi, you can just move it over a little bit, that you are fulfilling Tashbisu, but nevertheless, even if you fulfill Tashbisu, you still have to go out and burn it later on. Why? Because you require it derived from Nosa. You're right, I may be putting some words into his mouth. I don't want to, it's, you're right, but you know him is correct. He's going according to Judas Aran, that's true, as I mentioned to you before. And his Lashon was not quite the way I translated it, you're right. His Lashon is, Kshemasha Oso, according to Yehuda, Kamina mi Nosa, Shemitrosa Bistrefa, and Kshemasha Oso Vena Sofa, Eino over al shiyosim in the sarfa ba'asei de tashbisu. I said that the bittul, you fulfill tashbisu. But Noam corrected me. That's not quite the words of the Mekor Chaim. That you're not over on tashbisu. I said you fulfill tashbisu. Slightly different perhaps. Kevin shekvar bittlo. So I'm saying, you know, you're right. You are right. But I think you could just move it over according to Rashi and say you fulfill tashbisu. I don't think there would be a corruption of the general, of the basic soul of the Mekor Chaim. That's what I think. And he adds something very important over here, Rabosai. You know, I read to you before, we saw inside the Mishnah in Tamura, the Brisa, which clarified the Mishnah. Call on Israfin, Afron, Mutter. All things which are required to be burned, if you burn it, it's mutter, correct?
To use the ashes.
Frekt the Mekor Chaim. How come nobody ever said that if I burn chametz, that whether the chametz is mutter or not depends on a fundamental factual point? Was there a previous bittul? If there was a previous bittul and Tashbisa was fulfilled, no longer a need to burn a quantum of Yehuda, then the answer should be usher. Only if there was no bittul, should we say that Afron is mutter. Nobody ever said that. Says if Mekor Chaim, you know why no one said it? Because it's wrong. Even if you did a bittul, there's still an obligation to burn it as no sir, and therefore the Afron would be mutter. According to Rav Chaim, that's not true. According to Rav Chaim, the reason why you have to burn it only to fulfill Tashbisu. Once you did bittul, it's no longer a chiyuv of tashbisu, and if you burned it, you're like burning nikbarim. There's no longer any heta for the ashes. The Mekor Chaim is so fundamental, Rabbi, it comes up time and time again. We'll call the machlokas of the Mekor Chaim with Rev Chaim. Chaim kul chavayo. Everybody's Chaim. Right, so the Mekor Chaim says that the reason to burn the chomet has nothing to do with tashbisu. It's a separate derivation from Nosar. And of course, even after you did bittul, even after you have tashbisu, it's taken care of. And therefore, Afron is always going to be mutter. According to Rav Chaim Brisker, not that way. The only time you have the din of Tashbisu, excuse me, the din of Sreifus, because it fulfilled Tashbisu. And then the quote of Chaim, the Chorish come out. If you did a bitl, then you went out and burned it afterwards, then the Eifash Taka be Yosef. That's the Yeriyas died. Quote of Chaim. Korn is rough, now from Muslim means if you're required by Torah law to burn it. Are you required to burn Chometz, according to Rabbi Yehuda, after you did bitl? Yes or no? So Rabbi Chaim says no, because bitl is Tashbisu and burning is Tashbisu. And like the Ramban said, there are two ways of doing it, according to Rashi. Either or. You opted for bitl already. No need to burn it already. No way. Just leave it around or throw it into the ocean. You did bitl. According to the Kor Chaim, no. After you did bitl, you have to go and burn afterwards. Because the only time that there is a din of Achrat Mutter is if the burning was mandated by Allah. You must burn. You can't do anything else but burn. That's the truth. Because once you did bitl on it, there's no longer any Torah obligation to burn it. You want to be a tzaddik and burn it? The Eifer is also. No. The only time Achrat Mutter is what it's called Hanisrafa. What does Hanisrafa mean? The Torah says the only way to get rid of this thing properly is to burn it. You can't just bury it. Once you debit the chametz, you can just bury it. No difference. The difference if you burn it, the apron is us. The apron is only mutter, but it's called Nasa Mitzvasa. The mitzvah of Srefa was performed. If I have who knows what? Basa b'chol, asa b'hano. You don't have to burn it. Right. If you make someone by mistake poured milk into the fleshing of soup, gvald. What do? You take it. You just pour it down the sink. You don't burn it. You don't mix it with the water. Make it start to burn it. I don't know how would you burn chicken soup. I don't know. Put it in some oil and burn it. I don't know what you would do. Or if someone took a piece of meat, okay, which can be burned. And he put butter in it. He thought it was part of a margarine. We have to be so careful now. I went to the store and to buy some margarine. Every single thing at OU. D. Except one I found up, whatever it is. It was okay, I think. Whatever it is. So he took margarine, thought it was parva, and it was rubbish. So you have real, and they cooked it real possible color. What do you do with it? You throw it out. Don't make a bonfire out of it. Burn it. That's how they burn it. Right? So if you decide you want to burn it, can you use the ashes of it? Loy! The Mishnah says, no, on the Gborim is Afram Asr. Says Reb Chaim, I'm putting words in Reb Chaim's mouth, I think Reb Chaim would say, so it depends. No bitl, you have to burn it. If there is bitl, you don't have to burn it. So if you did burn it, it's also the same way as my rib steak with the milk of a margarine on it. And even if I burn it, the apron is awesome. And then the Kor Chaim is the Chiddush. Bing, with an asterisk again. Know what? That if you did bitl and you subsequently burned it, the ashes are put there anyway. Because you have to burn it according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Is that
the Fi D'Ran
or
the Fi D'Ran? I repeat, the Kor Chaim is going the Fi D'Ran. I don't think it would violate the Kor Chaim's intention if we just moved it over to Rashi. I don't think so. Everyone else doesn't agree with that. The conventional wisdom is that Rabbi Yehuda holds from bitl against the stipler, and the conventional wisdom is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that once the bitl is fulfilled, Tashbisu, and therefore there's no need to do any more straight. Comes along the Mekor Chaim with a Chiddush Pele and says, Acha Shebitlo Mitzvah L'Sarfo, Mi Alfusa Minosar. Bingo, that's a wild Chiddush. Yes.
Can you say, point to provide is in the midst of here. Prince of Ashi did a mitzvah shvatis. When you go down from Moshe now? There's no connection to connecting also with
Prince of Ashi. It's clear in the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda derives chametz from Noser.
He says because by your by but there is no mitzvah anyway. When he did
his part. Yeah, but that's the whole chiddush of the Makor Chayim. It doesn't matter. You say he only did it. Yeah, I know. Okay, good. So Elisha is saying what Noam said before, that I'm taking too many liberties with this Makor Chayim. He said it only to Fiyaran, and I want to say it according to Rashi. Maybe you're right. Maybe I take too far. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I don't want to take things, you know, the many things out of context. It's a little bit dangerous. Always a little bit dangerous. And I agree. Maybe you are right. Maybe you're right. I have to think about that. I have to think about it. Maybe you're right. And the okay. He has a raya. I don't want to go into the raya now. Then we'll call chayim some class. Let's put it aside for a minute. Rabbi said, "Why are these fundamental things?" Because you see, how do we get started over here? We had Persis Kash against Rashi. You see where we're going, place to place. I mean, there's an order here. We had Persis Kash against Rashi. The classical answer was given by the Ramban. That bit has recently been two things. Either burning it or bit. That's a classical, traditional answer to the Ramban. And Rabbi Kiva knew that Rishi must be the 14th, because the 50th, you can't do all different ways of 50th. Either you can't burn, or you can't do the leader until after the smart, whatever. That's the Rambam we discussed with Barbichas yesterday. Came along the sack with a, I don't know, a bolt of lightning. And he said, wait a minute. Why did you say that according to Yehuda, Bittul simply won't work? That'll solve the problem. The Gemara, and not you, and not Hamlet, Olive, is the one of Yehuda Shita. Shmam and Andrew have cards a little bit straight. So therefore, in fact, Bittul won't work. So Rashi will concede claims of stifler. That of course Tashbisu will be Srefa of only according to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi claimed that Bittul is Tashbisu only according to the Rav Chachamim. And with this he has to play Shuas Kasha. Both the players Shuas Kasha. If I take comments and I pulverize it and I throw it to the Dead Sea, it doesn't work according to Rabbi Yehuda. Well, why the worst of Bittul? Why the worst of Bittul? So what does Tashbisu say? If not, the Bittul doesn't work under Rabbi Yehuda. That's crazy. Bittul doesn't work under Rabbi Yehuda. That's Lulu. It says in God's Shas, Bittul works. And Rabbi Yehuda is not only a major opinion, according to the Post himself, it happens to be the accepted halachic opinion. The accepted halachic opinion does not from Bittul. That's inconceivable. The Post couldn't dream of it. But Rashi went in his merry way. Maybe Rashi holds that way. It's a wild idea, but I wanted to bring it out to your attention. From there we move, what's wrong with the question of Pnei Yeshua, to the Makor Chaim, how he answered the Pnei Yeshua's kash. He said that, yes, the Pirur of the Ruach is, in fact, the fulfillment of Tashbisu. We got to burn it anyway. And it is very fundamental. Because again, according to Rav Chaim, I'm mentioning Rav Chaim's name, of course, Rav Chaim, it's everybody else until he came along. Most of us still hold that burning chametz is a fulfillment of Tashbisu. The only way to fulfill Tashbisu according to Rabbi Yehuda is only by burning, maybe by Bittul also, for different reasons, okay, but not by some other physical means. And the Makor Chaim says, no, the Pnei Yeshua was right, that if I pulverize it, it's no worse than Bittul, and Bittul is fulfilling Tashbisu, it's going to burn anyway. Because according to him, it's a derivation from Nosar, which applies in all circumstances. But the quarter of Chaim, no. You only have to burn according to business if you want to fulfill Tashbisu. If you already did Bittul, then there's no need to burn anymore, because you already fulfilled Tashbisu. The question will then remain. I don't know what Chaim will do with the question. According to Rashi, Pnei Yeshua's castle will remain. Why is it that when you pulverize it, it's no good? Why is it worse than Bittul? So we suggested two answers. One of the stipula. But according to Shitas Rashi, you know what? Rabbi Yehuda denies Bittul. Wow. I said it's according to Shitas Rashi, based on the stifle at the end of Siman Aleph Sukkot Malav. Now Yaakov confronts with a Rambam. He's with it from left field. Okay, I'm willing to be hit from left field. Look at the Rambam. What parak, what halacha, sir?
Parak
base. Halacha base, okay. Fair is fair. I don't mind.